Do you want to keep up with all the pop culture happenings? Do you want to impress your friends with all your nerdy knowledge? Then you're in the right place. Sit down, get comfortable, and listen to This Week in Nerd. Welcome to This Week in Nerd. I am Troy Stegner of Zia Comics Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm going to tell you all the nerdy knowledge that you need to know for this week. Let's start out with a little TV, Netflix to be exact. Daredevil Season 3 has already come out. I'm sure a lot of you have binge-watched it. And if you did, you probably heard a little X-Men reference, and it didn't register with you because it's a little obscure. So let me tell you. There may be some spoilers for Season 3 here if you haven't watched it yet, so if you don't want spoilers, zip past this part. Toward the end of Season 3, FBI agent Benjamin Poindexter, who is Bullseye, is undergoing reconstructive surgery for his spine. You might notice the doctor's name in there that they're consulting with, Dr. Oyama, who is Lord Darkwind, who is one of the doctors who was the pioneer for fusing adamantium to bones. They couldn't mention adamantium yet because the Fox-Disney merger isn't quite done yet, so they didn't actually say adamantium. This may be a lead-in from them bringing more X-Men-related characters, we don't know, but the Dr. Oyama reference was a nice subtle little nod that a lot of people probably didn't catch. Another little nugget of knowledge for you, Dr. Oyama is also the father of Lady Deathstrike. Let's move on to some other Netflix Marvel series. Not so great news. You've probably heard by now, Iron Fist is done after Season 2. There will not be a Season 3 as of now for Iron Fist. That's really a shame. The first season was a little slow. The second really picked up and added a lot of depth to the character. Was looking forward to a third season, but Netflix has not picked up the option. A lot of fans were happy that it got canceled, and I say, shame on you guys. Just because you don't like it, why do you want to take it away from someone else? I actually enjoyed Iron Fist, both seasons, and I know a lot of other people did also. So if you don't like it, hey, don't watch it. It's really simple. Another Marvel Netflix show that canceled was Luke Cage. The cancellation of Luke Cage was a little disappointing. First season was really good. Second season picked up a lot. Introduction of Bushmaster, great villain, much better than the villains from season one. Netflix has decided that Luke Cage will not get a third season. That's not to say that Luke Cage and Iron Fist won't be teamed up together for a Heroes for Hire or another Defenders. Both of those, I think, would be a great idea, even if we don't get single seasons from those guys. This next show, some of you may not have seen because it is exclusive DC Universe streaming service, Titans. Watching the previews for Titans, I was a little skeptical. But after the first couple episodes, I'm a believer. Titans is a good show. In fact, Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 84% on its tomato meter with 26 positive reviews and only 5 negative ones as of time of this filming. So if you haven't subscribed to DC Universe Streaming, Titans might be the show that gets you to finally crack open that wallet and give DC some more of your money. Let's talk about a show that got canceled but picked back up by Netflix. That's right, Lucifer. Fox originally canceled it. It wasn't due to ratings. Fox is trying to cut ties with all the stuff that they don't really own a big percentage in. So they let Lucifer go. Netflix swooped in, yoink, picked up Lucifer. They have leaked that they are going to have Remiel in this season. Remiel is one of the brother, I believe in this one they're going to make it a sister angel. Her and Duma are the ones who took over Hell when Lucifer locked the doors and left and come to Earth. No word yet if this is going to be a binge watch on Netflix or if they're going to release it serially. Let's hope it's a binge watch so we can watch all of Lucifer at once in 2019. I'm a little giddy with this one. Grimm, the TV show Grimm, ended on a pretty good note. It didn't overstay its welcome. It was a good show. It's getting a spinoff. That's right. It's not going to be following Nick Burkhart, the main Grimm in the series. This spinoff is going to be following a different Grimm, a female Grimm, like his mom. You will see a lot of the other characters cross over into this, probably a lot of the Vessen. I'm sure there was, if you haven't watched Grimm, now's the perfect time to go back and watch the early seasons. is such a great show dealing with Grimm's fairy tales. You'll see a lot of the Vessens. What it is Grimms are the protectors between human and Vessen, and Vessen are these characters from Grimm fairy tales that are actually alive. They're really truly these, I don't want to say monsters, but they're these creatures. If you've read the Grimm's fairy tales, you see that the creatures are always the bad guys. Well, the Grimm went around and killed a lot of these creatures. There were more than one Grimm. It was a lineage passed down through time. So typically, when these creatures saw the Grimm, they were terrified. And of course, you know, only the Vessen could see the Grimm and know what he was. And the Grimm was only one who could see the Vessen and realize what they really were. Really interesting concept. That this Nick Burkhart guy was not actually trained. It was kind of thrust upon him from his aunt and his mother. He doesn't go around killing the Vessen. He's the happier, friendlier Grimm. I love having the Grimm fairy tales mixed in with this new age detective type show. I'm sure the spinoff is going to be more of the same. Why break the mold if it's still working? Can't wait to see it. Maybe they'll get a bigger budget for the special effects. That was part of my favorite part, was seeing the different Vessen and how they tied into fairy tale lore. No word yet on when NBC is going to put this out. I haven't seen any casting on it. Can't wait though. Earlier this month, everybody's favorite Gallifreyan Time Lord, Doctor Who, it came back. Yeah, regenerated again. As you know, they're only supposed to have a set number of regenerations. That got reset. Capaldi ended his run and regenerated into the first female doctor, Jodie Whittaker. And she has done a bang-up job so far. In fact, her premiere ratings for the first episode, highest viewing in the UK for any Doctor Who. She just barely edged out Christopher Eccleston, who, for my money, is the best doctor out there. Chris Eccleston will always be my doctor. She got a 10.9 million viewership, and I believe Eccleston had 10.8, so they were really close. After that, it was a big drop-off to Smith and Tennant, and especially Capaldi. Whittaker, her first one, great. A whole new cast of characters, you know, her companions. It's a you need to watch Doctor Who. If you haven't, if you've never watched Doctor Who and you don't like the old stuff, you can go back at least to Eccleston, the first modern Doctor, I believe the ninth Doctor. Watch from there. Yeah, it reintroduces you to a lot of the classic characters. You get into the Doctor Who lore. And from Eccleston till now, you can get a really good background on the Doctor without having to go back and watch some of the older BBC stuff. So set your DVRs for Doctor Who on the BBC, and hopefully we'll get another Christmas special. That's a big thing with Doctor Who, the Christmas specials. Look for that on your DVR. This next announcement gives me a little bit of trepidation, just a little. I am not a fan of reality shows. I really have never liked them. They're always scripted. There's nothing real about reality shows. The first one, the granddaddy of them all, Real World, been around for 30-some plus seasons. It's not going away. It just won't die. MTV has teamed up with Facebook, and they're going to be doing Real World through Facebook. That's right. Real World will be on Facebook Watch. They're starting off in three different areas. They're going to have the U.S., Mexico, and I believe Thailand. They're trying to make it a little more interactive with the Facebook Watch. I believe they're going to let the viewers vote in one of the people. If you're not familiar with it, it just puts all these really diverse people together in one house and films how their social interactions. The first season was kind of interesting. It got old really quick. Just like all reality shows, when you start realizing that they are actually directing these people, it's not reality. They're kind of pushing them into different directions. Now Real World is going to get the Facebook audience. Millions and millions of people worldwide are going to be reintroduced to Real World. I'm only hoping this doesn't cause a surge in reality shows. I think we have more than enough reality shows. There are some decent ones out there, but the vast majority of them are just not good. So maybe Real World, if it does cause a resurgence in reality shows, hopefully it will cause them to be better. Maybe with the real-time interaction from people on Facebook, they can tell these guys that what's not working, and the directors won't push down a path that is just not what people want to see. So if you're into reality shows, look for a Real World sometime in 2019 on Facebook. I'm sure they'll do a huge Facebook push for it. Who here likes The Office? I love The Office. Who knew that Jim from The Office could actually write and direct, right? Surprise hit of the year, Quiet Place. If you haven't watched it, it's not really a scary movie. It's more suspenseful. Really great movie. I'm not going to tell you a lot about it. I think you should watch it. It's a movie that needs to be experienced. Great movie. He wrote it. Him and his wife, Emily Blunt, star in it. So they approached John Krasinski to do the sequel. He has agreed. So cross your fingers. The Quiet Place 2 is going to be just as good as the first one. One of the best superhero movies that I've seen in a long time was animated. Incredibles. It took them 14 years. They made the sequel, Incredibles 2. Everybody saw that. We all know the Blu-ray is coming out soon. On that Blu-ray, you're going to get Edna Mode's babysitting of Jack-Jack to figure out what it is she did that turned him so calm and basically a protege of hers. But the other thing is, you're going to get to see Honey. You've heard her voice when Frozone was asking, "Honey, where is my super suit?" You never get to see Honey on screen. Well, there is a deleted scene on the Blu-ray that is going to show at least the concept artwork for Honey. So you're going to get to see Frozone's wife. If you haven't been reading Green Lantern, shame on you. You should be. It is such a good story right now. Cyborg Superman, Hank Henshaw, has hacked into the Green Lantern power battery, and he's taken control of all the Green Lantern power rings. Not only that, he has the power of Superman. He is Cyborg Superman. Cyborg Superman is beating the Green Lanterns pretty handily until they call back an old friend. One of the older Lanterns, you knew him as Ion Sodom Yat. That's right, he is from Daxam. He's a Daxamite. If you don't know, Daxam, that race is an offshoot of Krypton. They are basically the same genetic material as Krypton, so the Earth's yellow sun makes them stronger. Couple that with a Green Lantern power ring, and this dude is nigh unstoppable. He comes back and puts Cyborg Superman in his place, helps Green Lanterns out, and then just kind of takes off again. Well, he wants to go back. The reason he left in the first place from his own series, he wanted to go back and help his people on Daxam. Does this mean we're going to see more of Sodom Yat? Hopefully. He's a really cool character, one of the stronger Green Lanterns out there. Really like the Kryptonian DNA with the Green Lantern power ring. This guy should be able to do just about anything he wants. And if you read Ion, he pretty much did. They've already been teasing in Doomsday Clock. We're going to get to see Legion of Superheroes and a bunch of the other older characters. So cross your fingers, Sodom Yat is going to come back and hopefully in a Green Lantern suit. James Bond fans, you guys are in for a treat. There is a 6-page story coming out to deal with James Bond during World War II, back in his origins. You're not going to be able to pick this story up in a local comic store. You won't even be able to pick it up in Walmart. This 6-page story is going to be in Playboy. The November-December issue of Playboy. So now you have another excuse to go and get Playboy. You know, you can always tell them you're reading articles. Well, now you can tell them you're picking it up for the comic book story for James Bond. No word yet if this is going to be a continuing monthly thing in Playboy with James Bond. We don't know if it's going to be different comic titles rotating through there. Not a lot of word on this besides we're getting a 6-page story from James Bond in the November-December holiday issue of Playboy. Everybody hyped for Captain Marvel? Movie coming out soon. Brie Larson looks awesome in the suit. Story looks awesome. You saw the Korean scroll. Going to be a big war. They're going to retcon her just a little bit in the comic books. She is going to still have Kree DNA, but it's not been put there by a Kree scientist. They are retconning her to have a Kree one Kree parent. If you're reading Captain Marvel, in the latest one, you see there's a Kree cleaner trying to track her. Well, she thinks it's tracking her down. She's at her parents' house, her mom's house, and she, you know, thinks she's protecting her mom. The Kree cleaner shows up and wants to kill, says she's going to kill somebody. You know, she Captain Marvel kind of pushes mom to the back, saying, "Hey, you know, he's after me. I'll take care of this." Mom's like, "No, youngin', look out. He's actually here for me." Boom, opens up. She's got a full Kree soldier outfit on. Carol Danvers' mom is a badass Kree soldier, and the Kree cleaner is trying to come and take her out. So she has to explain to her, yeah, you know, that she is half Kree. Something about these superheroes from other planets, they like to come down and mingle with the humans. She hooked up with a human dude and had a baby, Carol Danvers, who they're calling Car-El, C-A-R-E-L-L. They love to put that L at the end of all the names. So Carol Danvers is being retconned as not scientifically made be half Kree. She's biologically half Kree because Mama is a Kree soldier. Don't know if that's going to translate over into the movie. I don't hate that idea. It's not a bad idea. She's still half Kree. That's where she gets her powers from. I can deal with that. Thank you guys for watching this video. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Mash that bell icon to be notified every time I upload a new video. I will see you again next week. And until then, don't be a hipster. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.